I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A bipartisan group of Colorado lawmakers wants to take redistricting decisions out of the hands of state legislators and put it into the hands of 12 voters, Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
Under the proposed measure, legislative staff would draw the initial maps, and the voters, evenly split between Republicans, Democrats, and independents, would make the final call. Those voters would be chosen from a pool of applicants by lottery and by retired judges. Redistricting happens every 10 years after the census. When politicians are in charge of the process, they sometimes redraw voter maps in ways that help their own parties, but hurt minorities or independent voters. David Damore is a political scientist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says population growth in our region could make redistricting an increasingly important issue because more and more voters are independent.
But probably the bigger challenge is if you draw the district, say, at the start of the decade, and then you have tremendous growth and you don't redistrict during the decade, you get really disproportionate districts.
Damore says lately, other Western states have also been moving to take redistricting decisions out of the hands of politicians. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
A wildfire burning in southern Wyoming has doubled in size in the last 24 hours and has now burned 8.2 square miles. A spokesman for the U.S. Forest Service says additional growth was expected today because of continued hot, dry, and windy conditions. More than 3,000 people in Colorado and Wyoming remain under evacuation orders because of ongoing wildfires. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.